A Border Patrol agent is on trial in Tucson for murder 5 or so years after he shot through the fence on the U.S.-Mexico border, killing a Mexican teen on the other side who was throwing rocks. Lonnie Schwartz shot 16-year-old Mexican citizen Jose Antonio Elena Rodriguez 10 times in 2012 at the border in Nogales, Arizona. In addition to the criminal charges, the boy's family has filed a civil suit. Michelle Marisco is senior editor of the Fronteras desk at KJZZ. He's been covering this case. Michelle, start with the defense side. What are they saying?
So the defense attorney, Sean Chapman, in this case has made the argument that we are judging this as spectators from, you know, he kept referring to the sanitized confines of this courtroom. He talked about how Lonnie Schwartz heard the, quote, hollow thud of rocks pelting a police canine that was in the area being attacked by the rocks. He talked about the fear and the damage that these rocks could do to people, some blunt force trauma as a result of these types of attacks. They can be fairly common.
And they happen frequently because these young people are giving cover for the smugglers after the smugglers have dropped off marijuana on the U.S. side. So they're giving kind of cover by throwing the rocks. But the assistant U.S. attorney, Mary Sue Feldmeier, said in her opening statement, throwing rocks isn't a death penalty offense. But what also are prosecutors saying about these rocks in particular and this fence in particular?
Mexico and that part of the border is actually about 30 feet lower in geography than the United States. So these rocks had to be almost projectiled or catapulted over not just a border fence, but that 30-foot differential. At this point, we're talking about rocks that are being lobbed 50 feet in the air to land in the U.S. What the prosecutors have said in this case is that Agent Schwartz deliberately and calmly walked up amidst this hail of rocks and fired through that 4-inch gap into Mexico. In other words, they were saying there was no danger.
In fact, there's video showing Schwartz, you know, walking up to the fence and firing while other law enforcement looked on. So the prosecutors are saying what? That combination of the rocks having to go up in the air, not being thrown like a baseball, and his calmly walking. What are they saying?
Well, they're saying that this was not a last resort defense, that there was no immediate danger to anybody.
Yeah. Look, this is a discussion along the border quite a bit. What is the responsibility of border agents when rocks are being thrown at them? It's almost our, you know, Palestinian-Israeli issue. We see Palestinians, you know, throw rocks. And I don't say that flippantly because you have to figure out what to do. And you tell us that there was actually a lawsuit filed in another case where a Border Patrol agent felt he was in danger from someone throwing rocks and 2x4s, and he shot and killed someone, and now admittedly not across the border, but on this side. What did the judge rule then?
The judge ruled that it wasn't appropriate to hold the agent accountable for that case because, you know, at the time he followed the protocols of the U.S. Border Patrol, and the U.S. Border Patrol protocols of that time had found that, look, if you're under that sort of attack, then you need to be able to respond to that.
And so he was cleared. Is that judge's ruling applicable here?
That's going to be an interesting case because, remember, there's also a civil suit involved in all of this, in this particular shooting. And the rules that were restated in 2014, where they discussed rock throwing and when they could shoot, came out in 2014. This particular incident happened in October of 2012. Mm-hmm. So anything that was stated in that policy that gets used could not apply retroactively back to that case. However, that said, in this case, Agent Schwartz is still an agent. You know, he is on leave, but as far as we know, he hasn't been disciplined by the agency for his response in all of this. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's going to become an important point down the road as to whether or not, you know, the agency redraws its rules on whether they can respond when being attacked.
Look, the victim's family, the Mexican family, they've been coming to the trial. What are they saying?
I spoke with a mother briefly earlier this week, and she says, you know, I want my son's death to be avenged. I want justice in this case. I want this man who killed my son to be condemned in the same way that my son has been condemned. She hasn't said whether or not she's looking for, you know, any form of capital punishment. But she has been saying this for several years now. She wants this case to be done, and she wants Lonnie Schwartz to face the ultimate punishment, whatever that may mean in her own mind.
That's Michelle Marisco, senior editor of the Fronteras Desk at KJZZ. We'll keep following this trial in Tucson. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.